Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 281. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's game day. We're going to talk about some games that we're bringing for you guys. If you're not a gamer, I still urge you to listen to the show. Really, it's still a lot of fun. You'll probably want to play these games. Trust me, you will. So don't tune out just yet. Because first, I want to make this announcement. Before you tune out, I want to make this announcement. T-shirts, guys. We have this Teespring campaign for 100 t-shirts. We have 36 left. There's only 10 days left, which means by the time you're listening to this show, it will be 5 days left. So we're cutting it, bringing it really down to the wire. But as of today, we have 36 shirts to make our target. Head on over to teespring.com/AAAT-shirt or podnuts.com/AAAT-shirt. Do remind me to make that link. I'm just trying to make it simple for the folks. And, you know, these shirts are like so affordable. They're $8.81 for a t-shirt, and we got hoodies and women's shirts. It's a really good deal with our new logo. They look really, really good. I can't wait to get mine, but I won't get mine unless we make our target. So I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get into the show for today, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve. Another week down, another week moving forward. I will say now I'm a month and 2 weeks into my OnePlus One, and I will say, if I didn't have this phone, I would be pretty happy with my Moto X. I still think, except for the OnePlus One, the Moto X experience is the best of pure Android plus goodies on top of it. So I'm just waiting for the OnePlus Two.
Wait a minute, was that just kind of like a indirect kind of you're not terribly happy with your phone comment?
I'm very happy with it. To me, to be honest, I think it's better in a lot of ways than a Nexus device, by price, number one, by built-in, baked-in operating system choices I have with it, ease of root, ease of unlocking the bootloader, second to none.
Well, then why did you say that thing about the Moto X?
Well, because this phone's hard to get. And right now, if I were to get a phone and I couldn't get the OnePlus One, I would seriously be either getting the brand new Moto X or the last year's Moto X, because that was still a fine device, very fine device.
Gotcha. So you wouldn't get a Nexus 6?
No.
Okay.
No, too much money. $650. No,
wow.
Too much money. No, I can literally go get two Chromebooks, and hold them up to my ears and look weird. Yeah.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, you guys. I'm all right. Thanks for asking. I'm glad to be here tonight. How have you guys been?
What are you doing?
No, I'm sorry. I got such a kick out of slowing our podcast down on Podcast Addict the other day at 0.4. And listening to us like we were drunk, I decided I'd open up with that.
So you recorded that?
Yeah, I recorded that. But honestly, the recorder playback at 0.4 doesn't sound nearly as good. There must be something different than Podcast Addict. Must use a different transcoding or something there.
Yeah, guys, Podcast Addict, how far do you got to slow it down, Eric, to get that?
0.4.
If you slow Podcast Addict, that's a podcatching app. If you slow it down to 0.4, it is hilarious. Everyone sounds completely drunk, like uncannily drunk. So check it out. Podcast Addict for the win.
Yeah.
All right. Dor, why don't you bring a game for today? What you got?
Sure. Okay. First game we're going to bring here. It is a quote unquote very oldie. And I'm obviously pretty okay with that. It is called Secret of Mana. Secret of Mana was one of the literal classic RPGs back in the day of the NES. Square Enix. Nudge, know what I mean? So this is a $9 game to purchase, but it is essentially remastered, I'll say, Secret of Mana, aka looks better. Of course, they didn't go crazy now. It still looks old school-ish, plays old school-ish, looks to me, Axe reacts exactly like the old game. Pleasantly shocked at slightly increased graphics, but still has that old game feel to it.
Huh. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like Zelda in a way to me. Is it similar?
I'm tempted to say this literally came out, I want to say before Zelda, but there's no way it came out before Zelda. Had to be, I'd say, probably a year or two after Zelda. But definitely same camera angle, same basic mechanics. There's a lot more interaction with objects and things, where in Zelda it was basically you, sword, hit, more weapons.
And this was an NES game?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I want to say, yes, NES. Has to be NES.
Has to be.
Has to be. Because I mean, I played it on my emulator here not too long ago, and I could have swore it was my NES emulator.
It says initially released in Japan in 1993. That's NES 93? Days, right?
93?
Yeah, I think you're in.
Nah, yeah. That has to be Super NES, doesn't it?
Cool. Well, I never played this game. And
no, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would. It's fun.
It's a very long, drawn out.
It's not fun. That's two great
RPG games. It is very long. It's one of the longer games I remember playing as a child.
Okay. Ah, cool. That's pretty awesome. Cool door. Eric, you're up.
All right. My first game for the game show is brought to me by my children, and I'll tell you what, this is an addictive fun game here. It's called Stick Hero by Catch App. It's like ketchup, but app. Basically, it's a platformer, and you just tap on your screen to grow a stick, which falls over to make a bridge in between two raised columns. And if you hold it down for the right amount of time and make it the right distance, you go across it. If you go too far and like hang over the next column, or go too short, you fall in. And basically you're counting how many you can get made before you fall in, and then it starts over.
That's cool. So you have to eye it up properly. That's the whole trick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
It's well, it sounds really simple and easy, but it's fun. It's a little challenging.
Yeah.
No, this is not easy. This exploits one of the great human weaknesses of all time, which is we have a hard time calculating a width with a height, or vice versa. We are very, very bad at it. So this, like,
speak for yourself, man. I'm the width height champion.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if you turn the phone quickly sideways and back straight up again, but you know.
I challenge you, sir, because I got to 18, believe it or not.
Whoa, that sounds good.
Yeah, well,
that does.
I haven't done it again.
How fast does the stick grow? Close.
Now, it grows at a manageable speed. It's nothing, you know, they don't make that part hard. The hard part is when the next column that comes up is skinny, right, and you got to try to land it on that very small piece of column there. That's when it gets tough.
Hmm.
I offer you a challenge. See if you can do 18, Steve.
All right. How much is this game?
It's free.
All right, I'll play it.
Well, and I'll say the backgrounds would be, to be honest, they would mess with me. If it's just a flat white background, I think I would do better at it. But with backgrounds being thrown in, you know, there's no doubt it will confuse me a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
That's kind of neat. It's got a different background every time you play. Well, I mean, it rotates through them.
Hmm. Cool, man. Yeah, I'll play that game. Reminds me, with Eric's challenge, my mom has an iPhone, and we were talking about games, and I can't remember what game I brought up to her, but she says, I'm playing this one game. It was called Dice something, not Dice,
Dice
War.
Wars.
Was it Dice Wars?
Dice Wars.
That's where you like, yeah, I think it was Dice Wars.
It's like Risk.
Oh, maybe it's not then. No, this is more like a grid style game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where you play Risk?
You have a map, and you start out in Dice Wars with you and up to six other teams, sometimes only four, with stacks of dice, and your goal is to expand your kingdom and overtake and overthrow.
No, this is much simpler. This isn't like that. There's no map. It's like a Sudoku kind of board. Anyway, it's like a Candy Crush. I don't know. I never played Candy Crush. Anyway, she handed me this game, and she had the whole leaderboard filled with her name. And in like two tries, I just doubled her high score. And then I played it again, and I like quadrupled my highest, and I just crushed. I made like top three. And after the after I was in like third place, I didn't want to give it back. I'm like, this was just mean to do. I mean, I was there for 5 minutes. I don't know how many hours she put into playing this game.
Did she uninstall it after that?
I don't know. I just handed it back and I said, I made my mark on your phone.
You dropped the mic. Bye, Mom.
But it was a very fun game. But I just found like the little secret of it real quick.
Well, I take back my challenge. Stay away from my stick game.
Hero. All right, Dory, you want to bring another one?
Sure. Yep. Okay, this next one I believe is a like sequel of a different game. The game is called Jet Run City Defender. This is kind of like a combination of an Endless Runner and I want to say like Jet Set Radio-esque kind of game, which I know doesn't mean anything to most of the people out there.
I don't know what it means.
I will say the main reason I'm bringing this game is I'm not an Endless Runner fan, but I really did like the look of this game. This was really not high quality graphics, but very crisp graphics.
Yeah, it does look crisp. I love games like this.
Right. And it's obviously not supposed to be imitating real life. It's a game. I was just really, really liking the attention to detail of the graphics. I just found it very nice. And the kids just immediately fell right into this, loving explosion, shooting, flying, you know.
Yeah, man. I love this. I mean, in that video. But I love when a company or a developer favors smoothness of animation over the quality of the graphics. And that's what this looks like. I mean, the graphics look good, but it looks like the animation is king in this one. Am I right saying that?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt that this is a utterly ridiculously crisp game with really detailed graphics. It's just honestly pleasing. Eye pleasing, I guess I would say. Pleasing.
Looks eye pleasing. Cool. Looks pretty fun. Did you do good on it?
I played it for like 5 minutes or so, and then I figured out, oh, it's Endless Runner here, kids. I did okay, I guess. Once I found it was Endless Runner, I just like quote unquote dropped the game. And
what does that mean? Like take the whole game out of it for you when you know it's Endless Runner?
I don't like Endless Runners. I like stage, learn stuff, boss. Learn stuff, boss. I like serialized gaming, I believe it's called. I don't know. Good. I think I just made that up.
It sounded right.
Sounded good to me, too.
Cereal always sounds good to me.
I love Cocoa Puffs.
Really? Well, I used to love Cocoa Puffs. Used to.
Well, now it's like I can't eat any cereal for some reason. I don't know.
But it still sounds good.
It's not the greatest for you.
Well, what is, Steve? Never mind. Sorry. Eric, next app.
Go ahead, Eric. Next app.
I've been craving potatoes a lot lately. And I think, is that because I'm deficient in potassium?
That's not cereal.
No. Potatoes?
Yeah. Does potassium come from potatoes? Is that how it got its name?
That's bananas.
Steve, no, bananas do other harm to you.
Oh,
I don't want to say harm, but they... Well, no, they clog me up. I had to do some prune juice treatment last week. It was rough.
Because you ate potatoes?
Bananas. Potatoes? I don't know why people crave potatoes.
Because they like to drink alcohol? I don't know. They're Irish?
I've went through a whole bag in 2 days. I made homemade french fries today, and yesterday I just chopped them up and put them with onions and microwaved them with butter.
You microwaved raw potatoes.
Oh, you've never done this? Oh, you put them in a big bowl. You chop up potatoes into like little chunks. And then you chop up onions into equal sized little chunks. Throw them in a big bowl with two big globs of butter. Cover it with saran wrap and throw it in the microwave for 15 minutes. Dude.
Now, really? I like to cook my food. What you're saying literally freaks me out.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good to me.
And don't be freaked out when it makes a balloon top on your saran wrap, because it expands into a balloon. And then after it turns off, the saran wrap actually implodes into the food a little bit. But other than that. You got to try it. It's a great way to make potatoes easily.
Wow.
Real easy.
You microwave it on high?
Yep. High for 15 minutes. Just
jeez, that's hardcore.
Probably like minutes.
Probably about five whole potatoes and three whole onions go in there.
I don't know, man. Wow.
Skinned and cleaned and, you know, chopped up.
That's awesome. Cool. All right. What do you got for a game?
I've got Do Not Crash. This is, Dor, you'll love this. It's not an endless runner.
Good. And it's not freakily cooking potatoes.
Basically,
is it serialized gaming?
If serial means you're driving the opposite direction of traffic and racing, then yes. Basically,
it looks pretty cool.
You're a red car. It's a simple game, but you're a red car, and it's a track with two lanes, and you've got yellow cars coming at you, and you just basically have to switch lanes to not run into them.
That's awesome. I'm a fan of simple games.
And it's another one where it's just however many cars you pass without crashing totals your score. And so the higher the score, the better. It's not like it's a real racing game so much.
Okay, well, honestly, looking at the pictures, it looks simple as in, this is pretty simple. You're in one lane. All the cars in the screenshot are in the other lane.
It starts that way.
So yes. It looks like if you just stay in your lane, you'll do just fine.
You'll do that, and then the cars switch lanes, so you have to switch lanes. And then some cars will switch lanes, and other ones won't. You got to switch back and forth. Yeah.
Do they follow a pattern, or is it random?
It's random. Yeah. Okay. And I found that out the hard way, because the first time I rocked it, I got like a 6 right off the bat. I'm like, oh man, I could do good at this game. And the next time, the random didn't fall in my favor, and it was much tougher. And I ended up playing like 5 or 6 more times to get back to another easy random.
Okay, so can you run off the road? Like, because there's only two lanes. If you hit the grass, are you going to crash? Nope. Or you can't hit the grass?
You can't hit the grass. You just tap to turn. You just tap, and you change lanes one to the other, back and forth.
I'm on the level of you with games, Eric. Dor is much more advanced. Yes. He brings like a 10-hour mana game, whatever that was called.
You're not going to learn or encounter a boss on this game. You could be a boss, though, after you learn how to master it.
Drive like a boss.
Yeah.
Do Not Crash by Huwen Zhang.
Yeah.
Anything else on this one, guys?
This is the original, too. Don't be fooled by imitators. There are imitators in the Play Store now.
All right. They got a lot of reviews and downloads. Wait a minute. Let me make sure.
The other ones actually have a much worse looking icon. Similar, but better looking. I mean, this one's got a bad icon, but is the original. The good
it's
game.
The original.
Yeah.
Who
wins a?
Do not crash. That is the only rule of the game. Beat yourself and beat your friends. A really addictive and really hard game is ready to launch. Enjoy. That's hilarious. Okay. English is definitely not his first language, I'm guessing, with that description, but it still probably won't affect the gameplay. All right, Dor, want to bring the last game of the show?
Sure. I will completely go a different route in my games. And by that, I mean I'm going to stick with what I know. This is called Galaxy on Fire Alliances. Second screenshot.
Like Entrepreneur on Fire?
Yeah, exactly. Ignite, baby. The second picture in the screenshot says fight massive battles. So you're fighting massive battles. And you're meeting thousands of players, just like the artwork of the game says. This is a space strategy I want to say real-time strategy, if I'm not mistaken, game.
Looks serialized to me.
I would say it's more oatmealized.
Oatmealized?
Oatmealized. Or maybe breakfast shake-ized, but I don't know about serialized. I will say this is the game where, after playing it a couple minutes, the quality of it was pretty good. I'm not going to say I was crazy blown away, but it was pretty good. And I stopped and thought, why isn't this cost any money? I was kind of shocked it didn't cost like $1 or $2. There is some in-app purchases going on. I believe it's to buy coins that help you faster accrue stuff, junk, whatever. I don't pay any attention to that stuff. I just play the game, and then when I'm bored of it, I stop playing. I will say, really good-looking cutscenes. Gameplay itself is just nothing frilly or fancy in my book, but it was fun.
It looks pretty cool.
It was pretty fun.
So you're like growing a nation on this planet with like, what, you got 10 other people randomly off the internet playing against you?
It depends on what kind of game that you play. You can play like the single player against computer, or you can play against multiple people online. Yeah, it's about building up your colony and then invading other colonies and, you know, and I don't want to say enslaving them, but, you know.
Did you command an epic fleet?
It said it was an epic fleet. I thought it was just a fleet, but much to my chagrin, it was an epic fleet, like the advertisement for the game says.
Much to your chagrin. That looks cool. That guy with the four eyes on the icon looks kind of freaky.
Yeah,
he kind of reminded me of, can't remember, I want to say it was...
Last Starfighter?
No, I didn't think of that.
Grig?
Was that his name?
Enemy Mine?
No, I don't know that.
That was a movie.
Cool, man. Galaxy on Fire. TM. Alliances by Deep Silver.
And my one son loved the game because it gave him an excuse to say, "That galaxy's on fire," and like sing and dance around.
Nice. Cool.
Kind of like a princess. Not that that's there's anything cool. wrong with that.
Awesome. Actually, if you guys want to do like empty the tank of your games, we could do that this show. Do you have any more games, Eric?
Let's see. No.
Okay. Do you got any more games?
I'll throw one more quick one out there.
Yeah.
It is called Entwined Challenge. We've seen this kind of game before multiple times in the past. You have two sides of the screen, left and right. One is orange, one is blue. You have to independently guide them down a rail. Is the the game? You are riding on a rail, and the places and the plane is cut into like 6 or 8 different areas, and your guy can only be in certain areas at certain checkpoints on that rail. So you just fly, and then you have to keep moving up, down, one of them up, the other one down, both of them up, both of them down, and you just got to keep navigating through the path.
Bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me.
It was one of those games I thought really, really just good looking games. It was the kind of game I liked watching the game just as much as playing the game, which I kind of like. Dare I say, turning on games, just watching the kids play and just watching the background as they have their fun.
I think it's, I haven't seen too many games where you got to control two ships at once.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen games like this, but I don't know if I've seen games like this. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's a good twist on the, what was that? Oh, we had the creator.
I've never
on.
Seen a game with two ships.
Oh, the one you're on this a tube. Wait, you're moving. I don't know.
Unstop?
Impossible.
Impossible?
Yeah, it's kind of like
Impossible.
That kind of a
It's like Impossible with two ships.
Kind of, but man, Impossible is gorgeous.
Right.
Gorgeous.
I know. If Impossible was a chick, I'd marry her. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right, I think that's... it for this show. Hey, anything else on this one before we end off?
I got a games question for you guys. Do you log in to Google Play Games when asked?
I've never logged into that. But I'm not a gamer.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like doing it. I really, really don't like doing it. The only time I find myself logging into it, which is literally maybe three or four times I have, is when I actively know someone I know is also playing this game and they're making their scores public because I want to show them that I crush them. Which, of course, about half the time I crush them, half the time they crush me, kind of thing. So I don't, but I will say this, Android App Addicts audience, if you do, and you're playing a game and you would like me, Steve, or Eric, or whatever, to make our scores known, you know, let us know. We might look at the game. We might install it. We might enable that, you know, Google thingy.
I think both of the games I brought today offer that, and I don't believe I took them up on it on either of them, but I would be willing to if you want to show off your scores.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And I would happily have my kid play the games that I don't play under my moniker, but I won't tell the people which games they are.
I learn half the games from my kids.
No, I'll put it this way.
Oh, I gotcha.
If my account wins, then of course it's me playing it. And when my account loses, well, it must be my kids. Dang them, they're playing on my account again.
That's a good way out.
Yeah.
I got to give you that. All right, good show, boys. Guys, remember, if you're listening, there's probably only a few days left to get an AAA t-shirt. Not only is it a good idea to get it, but we need to make the goal. And I'm getting a little worried that we're not going to make it, and that means nobody gets shirts. So put on your Santa Claus hat and help us out this holiday season. Buy a t-shirt so others can have one. All right. Oh, yeah, and to go there, you go to podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt or teespring.com/AAA t-shirt. I don't know what's more confusing, me giving them two URLs or just trying to stick with the Teespring one. I don't know. I'm just trying to make the target.
The Teespring one, because I went to the wrong URL, looked at the shirt, and I said, what the hell is this? This doesn't look like Android App Addicts.
Oh, really?
I think
it wasn't.
Right. I went to what I guessed would have been it, and I think I went to the old t-shirts.
Not me.
They weren't available.
I went to a genuine, I believe, Alcoholics Anonymous shirt.
All right. So go.
What's that look like?
Lame.
Two A's.
And it was a lot more than $8.
Yeah, you can't beat this price. This is the premium shirts, too. All right, podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt. Last time it was AAAT. I think that's what's throwing you off, Eric.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dor. There was no other t-shirts anywhere to be found. And I looked around for a while I was on Teespring, as one may. Nothing close to the prices that ours are. Everybody's trying to make money off of them, except us.
Right.
The whole place.
Yeah, we could have chose to make that price, but it would have given us a profit, which is nice, but I wanted to sell volume shirts, so that's why they're so inexpensive.
I just want to see some bloke walking down the street with one on. That's my whole goal with selling 100 shirts this time.
Yeah.
Pop, what was it? Pop, something else, and now bloke. You are a unique fella, Mr. Artini.
I would love to see a bloke as well walking with a t-shirt. I have
or
not
Jane.
Seen a pod.
You know,
what?
Or a Jane. It could be a Jane as well.
Is that the
opposite
of bloke?
Jane is Australian, I think, for girl. Bloke, I don't know what the bloke is. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Sheila. A Sheila.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sheila. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Jane is New Zealand female. I don't know.
Oh, probably. Yes. The other island.
I don't know. I'm making stuff up now.
That's so unlike you, Dor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next show.